MARFA Live Arts will present two special events with renowned Japanese sound artist Akio Suzuki and Aki Onda in MARFA this October 25th and 26th. Though they differ in generation and performance practice, the artists share an astonishingly inventive, open-ended, and spontaneous approach to the infinite possibilities of sound. Both events in MARFA will be free and are part of FURAI, a seven-city North American tour that includes performances with Blank Forms at Pioneer Works in New York and Society for Activation of Sound Space Through Art and Sound at Baldwin Hill Scenic Overlook in Los Angeles. Today, my guest is Aki Onda. Welcome to State of the Arts.
Thank you so much for having me.
Aki, it's so fun to talk to you in Tokyo. It's just kind of neat to know that you're in Tokyo and we're here in El Paso.
Yeah. It's so far from there. So,
have you ever been to MARFA?
Actually, I haven't. So the organizer of MARFA Live Arts, JD, and I have been discussing for some years, actually. But this is the first time, actually, we visit MARFA. So we are so excited and, you know, looking forward to visiting there and performing.
Yes, and I know that you all are very much into doing a lot of site-specific performances. And in the case in MARFA, you'll be working in the stockyards. Do you already have a plan for how you plan to work?
We don't do conventional concerts.
Oh, okay.
So we always use kind of open space or kind of site-specific location for a performance. Because, you know, we are really interested in sound as a space.
Right.
You know, if it's kind of a concert venue, you know, sound actually travels from one side to the other, and the audience and performer are separated, you know, in the stage and seating area. But we like to, in a sense, you know, change that style.
So you all are in the center, right? And then you kind of work your way out? Is that how that works when you
perform?
Yes,
we like performing surrounded by audience. And it depends on the space. You know, kind of arrangement can be different.
And in this case, you're going to be at the St. George Hall, which is a beautiful, large building. I mean, you're going to have a lot of space to play with.
Yeah, I haven't, you know, seen it, but I saw some pictures and it looks really nice.
Yeah. So I wanted to talk about your quote-unquote instruments too, right? Because I know you like to play with a lot of Walkmans and just kind of make instruments out of unconventional materials. Will you tell us about that?
Mm-hmm. Akio Suzuki, you know, my collaborator, he's been making self-made instruments since actually the 60s. So he's a sort of pioneer of that. So he uses a lot of, you know, instrument he makes himself.
Mm-hmm.
And I have slightly different background, you know, from electronics. So I've been using cassette Walkman since the 80s. And you know, I prefer using sort of analog stuff like radios or any kind of, you know, machines. And also, you know, we often play some kind of objects.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, kind of found object or daily object. So, for example, I like playing, you know, fun.
Yeah.
So,
I remember playing the phone as a kid. That was fun.
Yeah. I mean, anything, you know, which makes sound can be an instrument.
And did you find that always growing up? I mean, did you just hear an instrument in everything?
Yes. You know, we are kind of, you know, always kind of looking out. And, you know, trying to find something, you know, interesting.
And what was it about Walkman in particular that catches your attention?
I started actually using Walkman. Actually, I was a photographer before that. So I started using Walkman as a tool for documenting daily life, almost as if a diary.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's a field recording. Which existed in a three-dimensional space. So again, you know, original sound I use, it's not flat, it's a three-dimensional. So when I play back cassette sound, you know, I like to sort of create a space of the sound.
It makes sense, right? I mean, when
yeah.
you say you're documenting in photography,
yeah.
the
yeah.
daily, and then with cassette tape, the field sound, so you kind of get both fields. Do you ever combine the two, your photography and your music?
I had some project which I combined in a visual and a sound. And Akio Suzuki, he's also the same. He has actually a background as a visual artist. So we very much care about both visual and sound, and we like to combine those. So that's why, in a sense, you know, actually, you know, we use open space and set up instruments or objects inside the space. So it's a kind of, you know, there's an aspect of installation.
Sure.
It's not just a performance.
So. Right, because everything is very specifically placed.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And everything is very intentional.
Yeah. So we compose both sound and the visual, you know, during the performance.
How did you and Akio come to become collaborators?
He's actually, you know, two or three generations above me.
Mm-hmm.
So I knew his work since I was young. So year 2005, I reached out to him and asked if we can perform together. So on the first day we met, we did a five-hour performance, nonstop.
Really? Five hours?
Yeah.
That was
really the day, you know, we met.
Wow.
So, actually, it's kind of good to do something kind of extreme, you know, at the beginning. So everything would be easy after that.
Right. I mean, hey, if you can meet each other and play for 5 hours,
yeah.
One performance is no big deal.
Yeah.
What was it about Akio that attracted you? Because I know you're right. I mean, he's very prolific. You know, he's been around for a very long time.
Yes.
What was it about him for you that you found intriguing before you met him?
Yeah, you know, we kind of share same interests, especially, you know, sound as a space. So that's one thing. And we just get along with well. It sounds strange, but you know.
Would you say that he's a young soul, or would you say that you're an old soul?
He is a very quiet person, gentle. But his kind of ideas can be edgy.
Right.
He doesn't like, you know, anything conventional.
Right. And, you know, sometimes I wonder how artists like that, how do you stay so curious, right? It's almost childlike, no?
He has that kind of, you know, childlike personality.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, you know, if you're an artist, you know, it's kind of, you know, it's better to be curious, find some kind of excitement all through your life.
For sure.
Yeah.
And I mean, it sounds like you're well on your way. I mean, if you're finding excitement, you know, playing the phone and playing cassette and analog and making instruments out of just everyday things, that's up there.
Uh-huh.
What other works do you have in your future? I mean, I know you're doing this tour right now, but what other work do you have, or do you have any projects that you're working on?
I also work as a curator, not just an artist. So, and I'm a curator at performing at a festival in Japan. So I was in Manila, Philippines, for 1 month.
Oh, nice. How did that go?
And actually, yeah, I was actually conducting a research about a Filipino composer, Jose Maceda. He's not that known. And actually, this is centennial since, you know, 100 years since he was born. So he passed away in 2004. But he's also a composer who was really interested in kind of specialization. And he was actually contemporary with Xenakis or Edgar Varese. So, and you know, he's not so well known. So I really want to introduce his work to, you know, other countries. Because he's known in Philippines, but not the other countries, so...
Is there a documentation of his work? I mean, is it well documented, or will you have to play his compositions?
Some are compositions, but his pieces have got a performance aspect.
Mm.
So some pieces are really like a performance art.
Well, and speaking of performance,
yeah.
I mean, you guys are going to do some workshops here where we're invited to
yes.
just bring whatever found objects we have, right, or our instruments
mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
play with you. How does that work?
We don't know how exactly it works, but we know it works.
Right. I love it.
And anyway, no, it's an experiment. So if we do what Akio and I do, you know, collectively. So we'd like to know, or we'd like to see how it works.
Sure.
So I don't know how many people to come, but, you know, in a sense, it would be a sort of performance.
I mean, that's
but
part of the
kind
fun.
Of performance with a participant.
Yes, that's part of the fun. You don't know, we don't know.
Yeah.
But we know, we do know that there will be a performance and that there will
you know,
be sound.
Know, yeah, we know something happens.
Yes, yes. Ergo, stay curious, right?
Yeah. We, you know, we are curious too, so.
Nice. Well, Akio Suzuki and Aki Onda will be in Marfa on October 25th and 26th. One day they will be performing, and then the other day we're all invited to bring our own instruments, found objects, and see what happens. Right, Aki? We don't know.
Yeah. That's the point.
That's the point, exactly. So, Aki and Akio, we look forward to seeing you. Thank you so much. And
we are really looking forward to, you know, visiting Marfa, so.
I think you're going to love it, and I know you're going to find some magic.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Thank you for being with me on State of the Arts.
Okay, thank you so much.